Well, good morning, my friends. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. Sure hope everyone's doing well this weekend, getting ready to have some fun and get outside and enjoy the great outdoors today or tomorrow. It looks like the weather's going to be pretty good, at least where I live it is. Crappie, regardless of where you live, crappie are moving shallow right now. So if you're a crappie fisherman or you want some good crappie fillets to put in some hot cooking oil, now is a sure good time to get it. Most of the people that I know that fish for crappie, and a little real experience myself last week, they are shallow. I've caught some last week in water 3 foot deep. But there's a lot to do in the outdoors. Spring turkey season is just around the corner from us. I know a lot of you are chalking up your old box calls and getting your slate calls and diaphragm calls ready, and don't forget to get out there and pattern that old shotgun, too. I've missed some turkeys with some of these super tight chokes that are available today. You get out there 20, 30 yards, some of these chokes are shooting a pattern that's probably not over 6 inches diameter. So you got to know where to hold on a shotgun on turkey, just like you kind of almost as much as you do on with a rifle hunting deer or big game, you know. I did a newspaper article this past week that I think you might be enjoy reading. We're going to post it on the website here. You know, you can always go to hppr.org and click Features and then Outdoors with Luke, and you can actually listen to the archive of all the shows that we've done for the past many years. But my newspaper article was on cooking with cast iron. You know, Dutch kettles and cast iron skillets. And what really prompted us at a little hog hunting camp here a couple of weeks ago, and a couple of the buddies, there were about four of us there, but a couple of the buddies of mine are like me. They love cooking outdoors on campfires with Dutch kettles. And one of them posed the question, if you had one cooking implement to spend, you had to spend 6 months in the backcountry somewhere, you can only take one cooking implement, what would it be? And you know, folks, without exception, all three of us that were involved with it chose a Dutch kettle, actually a number 10 Dutch kettle. Very, very versatile. I'd hate to have just one Dutch kettle. I did bring up that I'd like to bring my 14-inch cast iron skillet with heavy lid and the Dutch kettle. Then you could bake and you could fry and make stews and everything at the same time with those two cooking implements. But that one Dutch kettle, with that, you know, we started talking. You could do everything from make coffee to bake bread to fry fish in a Dutch kettle, you know. But ideally, a Dutch kettle for the camp cook, a Dutch kettle and a good heavy cast iron skillet with a lid on it, you are in business. And we talked about, some of the things that you read about cast iron, how you season them. The bottom line with cast iron, folks, you know, it's not a smooth metal. It's not like steel or, say, a glass cooking surface. It's irregular, microscopically irregular, little, but it's not perfectly smooth. So you do have to fill in those little minuscule voids in cast iron with cooking oil. That's what happens when they say you've seasoned it. But a lot of people, the books, if you read, they say, you know, rub the cooking oil, then bake your cast iron. That'll work. But I usually just I haven't had any new cast iron in decades, to be honest with you. But the way I break in cast iron is use cooking oil, fry fish a couple of times. The main thing is to keep the cast iron from rusting, and you do that by, after you clean it up, rub it with put a paper towel with some cooking oil. Make sure it stays a light coat. You don't want a whole lot or it'll kind of congeal on you. Just rub a light coat of cooking oil on your Dutch kettle. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed visiting with me today. Every week now we've got this new time. We'll be right here with you, so tune in next week. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, that's texlandmark.com, Air Force Air Guns, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Sitemark Pyramid Air, Texas Raised Hunting Products, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.